This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, Hunter Boo Boo Cha!
Houston, let's get in the loop.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
If I played five consecutive days on Jeopardy against other people, I would win at least one. I would at least win at least one day. I'd bet.
With the contestants?
Win. Yes, I would win. At least one.
John.
At least once a week.
John.
Yeah. What's your point?
Gerard.
That's a strong
Gerard.
Take.
That's a strong take. Come on. You asked me. Listen to this guy.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
TGIF, I don't even need to ask you what day it is. It is a lovely Friday here at Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig back from caretaking
back
for his goddess. Shout out to Miss Figgy Fig.
Is it a boy or a girl?
In the
Figgy
surgery.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. We ain't got no little Figgies going around just yet. You got some good news for your Houston Texans. The bargain bin has been dipped in. The Houston Texans have made a signing. Brian Body Calhoun, formerly of the Cleveland Browns. He started 15 games the last 2 years. He is going to be the newest member of your Houston Texans. He's going to join your man, Tashawn Gibson. He's going to join your man, Bradley Roby, from the Denver Broncos. The Texans have added not one, but two cornerbacks to the roster, along with safety Tashawn Gibson. Not the sexiness that we had hoped for, but at least they are adding bodies to that secondary. And I can tell you, John, I'm not an expert on Brian Body Calhoun. But I do have a lot of family in Cleveland. I did live in Cleveland for 5 months. This is the Kevin Johnson of the Cleveland Browns.
It is.
This is 100% the Kevin Johnson of the Cleveland Browns.
A whole lot of suck.
That's what they're saying about. That's what they've been saying about him in Cleveland the last few seasons. Figgy, is that an accurate scouting report?
Accurate. Very accurate.
Yes.
So, we did not lose any sleep
over him.
There might be a little bit of sales pitch on him, but I can tell you right now that he is probably the most unpopular member of the Cleveland Browns the last couple seasons.
Great.
Which is saying a lot because they really
Fantastic.
Haven't done that much. But the
Wonderful.
Texans are adding guys.
I'm thrilled. I will say this, it ties right into if you thought I was in on Brian Gain plays Moneyball yesterday, this fits right in with that again. It's a guy that missed some games with injury. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just know the superficial stuff on this dude, Figgy. Missed some games with injury. Generally the number three cornerback in the secondary, I would guess, two or three.
Yeah, a lot of our DBs was hurt last year, so he got a lot of time towards the end.
But... Right, but he's generally your number three cornerback.
Yeah.
But he's got experience.
Yeah.
Okay? He's got some experience.
He'll get some playing time here.
Yeah, well,
but, right. Look at Cleveland's already cocky. Oh, he could play here.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Figgy. I'm done with you, Figgy. I'm not talking to you anymore.
I mean, he can't play in Cleveland, but he could play in Houston.
The guy that we wanted yesterday when we went off the air, a guy who has had trouble staying on the field every year that he's been in the league, but the one time he did, he was a Pro Bowler. Jason Verrett out of TCU. We said he was going to visit with the 49ers, then he was going to get on a jet plane.
Yep.
He was going to go to NRG, and Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien were going to sweep him off his feet and give him that one-year prove-it deal that we craved. Rolling the dice on a guy that
right.
we believed could be a guy that could maybe, just maybe, add to this secondary and give them an elite talent. He doesn't even get on the plane in San Francisco. Instead, he signs a $3.6 million deal, which means for the second straight day that SOB Kyle Shanahan, the former offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, he takes Tevin Coleman, and then the next day he just sweeps in and takes away Jason Verrett. It was a dream that never was.
It was a dream that never was, and it goes back to that other point I've made this offseason. Pay attention to the visits, right? You know, because a lot of times the first visit, they don't let him leave town without his contract, and that's exactly what the Niners did, much to the dismay of your Houston Texans. I do want to interject this real quick right now.
Interject me, baby.
I like to use the word interject, so I just did, and that makes me happy. we could have some really big news at 11 a.m.
Huge. This isn't this like a lot of times.
Not hyperbole.
Like in the past, it's been like we got some huge news here at Sports Radio 610, and then all of a sudden we say, "Hey, we're having a pizza party down the street for our listeners." No, this is big news.
We have some national news that we are more than likely going to break at 11 a.m. There are a couple of things that need to be confirmed or not confirmed before we go with it. But tell your friends, listen. All 4 hours, but certainly at 11 a.m. we could have some news that would be big.
It's going to be big around the NFL. Yeah. It's going to be big all the way around the NFL, and there's going to be hot takes flying like crazy. I will make this promise. I will make this promise in regards to this potentially huge news that we have at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is going to go nuts for many reasons.
Yes.
For many, many, many reasons. It's going to be ugly on the internet. It's going to be somewhat entertaining, and there's also going to be the professional side of journalism where they are going to be attacking this 100% coconuts deep.
CNN and Fox News
will be on this.
Will be on this. So yes. This is not just
ESPN will be on this.
Yeah.
NFL
Network. No, I'm saying it's going to be
on this.
It's going to be crossover type news into the mainstream news network. So yeah. Just a heads up on that. Now back to this.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. It is a Friday. Texans have signed a cornerback. If you're just tuning in, Breann "Body" Calhoun of the Cleveland Browns. He started 15 games the last two seasons. Another body to add with the many bodies that the Texans have in the secondary.
But what I'm getting at here, and this is where you can weigh in. We take calls all day, so you can call or text 713-572-4610. The Texans have reached the bargain bin of free agency. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but any hopes you had of big splashes are over. There are no more big splashes. Am I missing anybody? I mean, there are no more big splashes to be had.
Unless you want to make a trade. Unless you want to call Arizona and try to make a trade for Patrick Peterson or something like that. Then, yeah, the splashes, the big free agent splashes. Outside of maybe Ronald Darby. Ronald Darby's still out there.
Oh, yes. What am I thinking?
Which is weird.
But they have two cornerbacks already.
Yeah, but still, he would start, and you could just add depth on these other guys. But the strangest thing with this Ronald Darby thing is we're, what, about a week into free agency or less than a week, a work week, and Ronald Darby has taken all these visits. He went to Kansas City. He got on the plane. That makes me think that maybe the ACL is worse off than we thought it was, or there's some sort of character concerns.
Correct. So we've reached the bargain bin. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but any hopes you have of the big splash are dashed because they have the two cornerbacks they have. Both of them fit in with the Moneyball approach that that Brian Gain has, that I think he has, and I think others might agree. So where are you now? Where are you now in terms of what the Texans have done? Where are they now in terms of have they improved? I asked this question, was it yesterday or the day before?
2 days ago.
Yeah, you know, are they better than they were before free agency began? I think those questions are still relevant.
Yeah, they're still relevant. I think they're a little bit better. I think they're a little bit better just on paper just because you have added a couple cornerbacks. And I think, you know, you let Honey Boo Boo go away and you let Kareem Jackson go away. But I think you're a little bit better just because you needed to improve your secondary. I'm not sitting here saying that the Texans made some sort of splash, but sometimes when you don't make a splash, you don't throw money at heavy free agents, it ends up paying off in the long run. But one of the teams that did make a splash, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they made a splash at the most important position in all of sports, the quarterback. And we know their quarterback play has been well documented the last 2 years. Despite Blake Bortles completing 57% of his passes 2 years ago in the playoffs, they were still one quarter away from going to the Super Bowl. So they ran it back with Blake Bortles, complete disaster, and now they've signed Nick Foles. And I got to say, the Jacksonville Jaguars, as we sit right now, are probably the corniest team in the NFL. And this press conference yesterday, it put the cherry on the sundae. I feel like Jacksonville has resorted to being a high school organization. Just listen to a couple clips, and we'll hear many clips throughout this throughout the day from this press conference. But just listen to this corny press conference featuring Tom Coughlin, the former head coach of the Jags, and Nick Foles. First, just listen to Nick Foles introducing himself to the people of Jacksonville. Here's Nick Foles yesterday.
I'm really blessed to be able to play this game. The good Lord's allowed me to, you know, go on year eight and be a part of, you know, Jacksonville, and this is where I want to, you know, we're putting down roots. We're going to go to look today and find a home, and, you know, we have a daughter, Lily, that we're going to bring here, our dog, Henry, and we couldn't be more thrilled to, you know, be in this community, be a part of it, and, you know, get going. So, thank y'all.
I love Nick Foles.
And there's clapping. What is this?
Because he gave his dog a shout out.
What is this? There's clapping.
You shut up.
Who's going to clap?
You shut your mouth
and leave
to
the dog out. No one cares about your dog.
I do.
No one cares about your dog, Nick Foles. Tom Coughlin, when he introduced him, he took it to a new level because Tom Coughlin goes up there. Tell me, I know that Tom Coughlin's never had the best social skills. I think the stories that Seth Payne from Mad Radio tells about Tom Coughlin and just what it's like to play for him are hilarious because he's such a hard ass, like, military guy. But he's in his new role, he's kind of got to be a little bit of a hype man.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't fit him very well.
It's not his style.
He just sounds like a corny hype. He sounds like Mr. Woodcock, the movie with Billy Bob Thornton. Just listen to this cornball sitting here trying to hype up and awkwardly tell the people of Jacksonville why Nick Foles is the savior.
Nick is a winner. He has faced adversity early in his career, but through hard work and perseverance, he led his team to a Super Bowl championship. And in so doing, was selected as the coveted Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. We welcome Nick, his wife Tori, his daughter Lily.
Mention the dog.
And we look forward to calling them our neighbors. While this is certainly Nick's day, make no mistake, today this is a team-building day. With singleness of purpose and with the concept of team above self, our goal is to bring a Super Bowl championship here to Jacksonville.
Good Lord. I mean, come on.
I mean, he's not P.T. Barnum. I mean, we can.
Who?
P.T. Barnum.
Who'd that be?
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
No, it folded a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's definitely not that. He's still rolling.
Yeah.
P.T. Barnum, you want to use a different example there for me?
Well, P.T. Barnum was known as one of the greatest salesmen and showmen in history.
I would say like Flavor Flav. Well,
he's no Flavor Flav.
There you go. Thank you.
He's no Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is a great showman and salesman.
Yeah, but he's not really like a hype man, is he? He can hype it, but he's not like a hype
man. He hypes
man.
It with low-key hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
He's no P.T. Barnum. Let's put it that way.
He is not a P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
James Ahedebo, by the way, says the Texans aren't dedicated to winning. We're gonna talk to him at 11:40.
Aren't committed to winning right now.
Yeah, they're not committed right now.
He's
so
coming in
talk
hot.
To him. We're going to talk to him and see what he's got to say.
I got
say.
That straight from the horse's
take.
Mouth.
That's a hot take.
It's a very hot take.
It's a very hot take. But coming up next, it is In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez right here with you on a Friday on Sports Radio 610. The artist formerly known as the Honey Badger, now known as Honey Boo Boo. He took shots at your Houston Texans again yesterday. We'll hear those next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.